You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
It's a wonderful time of year as we come around and we celebrate the birth of our Saviour, the hope to all humanity, Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Do you believe that this morning? Jesus is the light of the world. Not only is he the light of the world, that we see the light of his love. We see the light of his truth. And that is Jesus, our Savior, this morning. You know, this Christmas, we need to know that Jesus, the light of the world, he loves you with an incredible, everlasting love. Loved by God, who sent his Son to reach you personally. That you never had to live this life alone. That you can be included with his greatest gift of all, his Son, Jesus, the light of the world who came to restore all that was broken in our lives and to give us salvation, to give you eternal life, and that you never have to be separated from hope. You never have to be separated from peace. You never have to be separated from restoration again, because that is Jesus, the hope to all humanity, who is the light of the world that you live in today. You know, this is a busy time of year, and yesterday I went down to my local Gateway Leopold Plaza and it's chock-a-block full. And you're all experiencing that at the moment, where no matter if you go to the supermarket, no matter if you go into a department store, it is so busy and overwhelming, crowded with people everywhere. Try and get a car park this time of year. Nobody's showing no grace, that's for sure. You better get in there fast. And as I was getting my nails done yesterday, you know, I'd booked an appointment. I booked an appointment at 4 o'clock, but they were definitely not ready for me. There was no room for me to sit because they were so booked up. And this is a little bit like the story of Jesus. There was no room for him. Now, I wasn't 9 months pregnant and ready to pop, but Mary was. This was a little bit more critical than just running out of room to get a nail appointment. This was running out of room because you needed to have that baby. And there wasn't room for Jesus on the day of his birth, because there was no place for them at the inn. Mary, Joseph, standing there pregnant, asking to come inside so that they could deliver a baby, but there was no room for them. If only the innkeepers had have realized who was knocking at their door. But instead of a room, instead of a comfortable bed, instead of a comfortable place, Mary delivered Jesus in the conditions of a stable. There wasn't any room, but room was still made. You know, God will always make room when he is sending his gifts and promises to this earth, which means he will always make room for his promises and his gifts in your life. This Christmas, you can expect that God has not finished sending his gifts and promises. And my prayer is today that we make room for his love. We understand, because we have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is knocking on our hearts this morning, that we give room to the Savior this Christmas. So this morning, not only is Jesus the light of the world, but Jesus, we see the light of his love. I love what 1 John chapter 4 says to us from the Passion Translation. The light of God's life, love, shined within us when he sent his matchless Son into the world so that we, you and I, might live through him. This is love. He loved us long before we loved him. It was his love, not ours. He proved it by sending his Son to be the pleasing sacrificial offering to take away our sins. Look at those words that God said, I'm sending you my Son, and it pleases me to make this sacrifice for you, that you don't have to live in a Christless eternity. And God says to us delightfully, loved ones, if he loved us with such tremendous love, then loving one another should be the way of life for you. Because of Jesus, the light of the world, we can live through him. You know, Jesus said, you will have trouble in this world. You will face storms. You will face trials. But you need to be of good cheer this morning. Take heart, have good courage. I have overcome the world. So Jesus, with the light of his love, says that we can live through him, which means we can live with his victory, that no matter what we face, no matter what storm we go through, because we can live our lives through Jesus, it means that we can live this life victorious. There will be storms, there will be trials, but you will overcome this because you're not living your life in your own strength. You're living it through Jesus Christ. Not only can we live through him, number two, because of Jesus, our sins have been taken away. Do you know the hope of Jesus Christ that brings to our hearts this morning? That you don't have to experience the sting of death, because Jesus has took away with that by taking your sins upon his body, that you would no longer feel the sting of death, but that you would have eternal life through Jesus Christ. And if you have not accepted Jesus into your hearts this morning, I'm going to give you the opportunity that you can make that prayer today to invite Jesus into your heart, because his promise to you, his gift to you this Christmas time, is that you can have eternal life because of Jesus Christ. And lastly, because of Jesus' love, loving one another is our way of life. Look at the culture and the times that we live in today. Strife and tension. But here Jesus is saying, because of his love, I've made a way through that tension. I've made a way through those trials that you go through because of my love and loving one another. There's another way for you to do life in this culture. You see, this morning, Jesus' love is tremendous. And I don't want to be like the innkeepers who said, I have no room for you. But instead, I want my hearts, I want our hearts as the body of Christ to be open wide this morning, receiving Jesus as the light of our world, and loving one another can be our way of life. Philippians 2:13 says this, not in your own strength. You see, when we live our life through Jesus, you don't have to love one another in just your strength alone. The Word of God is saying here, if you're going to love one another, you can do it through me with my strength, says Jesus, not in your own strength. For it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Do you know that he delights in giving his strength for you to utilize this morning? God's love in you wants to bring refreshing and impact to those around you. And I know Pastor Bevan, that if this week it's going to be 41 degrees, he's going to need some refreshing from those people around him, because there is no beach, there is no sea, there is just a lake. Where I'm going, there's a beach. God's love in you wants to bring refreshing and impact those around you. You carry the greatest gift this morning. He is the light of the world and his name is Jesus. Philemon 1:7 puts it like this, your love has impacted me. This Christmas, you have the opportunity to impact those that you love around you. Your love has impacted me and brings me great joy and encouragement. For the hearts of the believers have been greatly refreshed through you, dear brother. Not only do we see Jesus, the light of the world, we also see the light in his truth, because Jesus, the light of the world, we see the light of his love, but we also see the light of his truth. John chapter 8 verse 12 says, Jesus, the light of the world. Then Jesus said, I am the light to the world, and those who embrace me will experience life-giving light, and they shall never walk in darkness. You know, in this account of Luke, we see Mary embrace the truth of Jesus of who she would become the mother to. And this is where we see the story of the birth of Jesus. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings." This is an angel, and this is Gabriel coming to a human woman. "Greetings, favored woman, the Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, as I'm sure we would all be, Mary tried to think, what could the angel possibly mean? "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and he will be called God, the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of the ancestor David, and he will reign over all Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I have not known a man before." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born shall be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. For the word of God shall and will never fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything that you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. You know, Mary asked the question, and I believe it was a very fair question. She asked, "But how? How can this happen to me? How can this be possible? I have not known a man." This was a highly unlikely story. Yet what was happening was completely supernatural. When God births something supernatural into our lives, which he still does today, we can ask, "But how will this happen?" You know, before I went to India years ago, I would read the stories in the Bible how Jesus would supernaturally heal people and constantly ask while reading these scriptures, "But Jesus, how can this happen today? I've heard it. I've read about your stories. I've read about how you've healed people, but I have never seen it myself. How can this happen?" So when I finally got to India and I had traveled to a remote village there, I met an older man who was about 70 years old and he was blind. In that moment, all we did for him was pray for him, but we prayed in the name of Jesus. And right in front of my eyes, I saw him instantly healed. He could see. It was something that was so supernatural, nothing that man could do. White eyes turning to blue right in front of me. Somebody who had experienced blindness since being a young boy was now experiencing the reality of seeing with clarity. When I would tell people that story, they would ask me, "But how can this happen?" And I would say, "Well, it's Jesus. He is the true light of the world." When God does something supernatural, it comes from his truth that his word will and shall never fail. I had the word from Mark chapter 8, verse 22, when Jesus heals the blind man at Bethsaida. But when I saw the word off the Bible unfold right before my eyes, the words leaping off the page and into reality, I ask, not just how this can happen, but how can this happen again? God wants to do the supernatural, and you might think this morning that you are highly unlikely, but it's you he wants to do supernatural acts through, and it's still him who wants to do supernatural acts today. You know, the angel spoke the word of God to Mary and said, "Mary, you will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." How can it be that Mary would be holding the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, joy everlasting, the hope to all humanity? 750 years later, after it was prophesied in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 7:14 says this, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. So much promise. Here's Mary receiving this promise and knowing the scriptures that took place 750 years ago where Isaiah prophesied that an unmarried woman would give birth to a Savior. Can you imagine Mary in that moment hearing what the Gabriel angel was saying, knowing about this prophecy, and here she was being part of the story. So much promise that God birthed this within Mary. And I love what Mary said in the book of Luke. Twice she makes this statement. She said in Luke chapter 2, verse 19, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. From when the angel Gabriel came to her, from the dream that Joseph had saying that it's okay, you can do this, I have a perfect plan, to the three wise men being told to come and find a Savior that was to be born, from shepherds seeing a star and a bright light. There were so many countless supernatural acts where God was bringing this story together. And as she sat looking at the wise men, as she sat seeing the angels coming to worship a Savior, as she saw Joseph's mind turned around from confusion to truth, from Mary herself saying how this can happen to saying, I am your servant, Lord, she treasured these words that God was saying to her and she pondered them in her heart. This morning, do you realize that every single word that God has spoken to you is like treasure? It's treasure that you can value. It's treasure that's greater than gold. It's treasure than greater than anything this earth can produce for you. And that is the word of Jesus Christ. It is light on his truth that he brings to you. Mary embraced everything that was said to her, and because of this was continually experiencing life-giving life, to never walk in darkness. And today I'm believing that for every single one of you here, that God's word filled with promise would be like treasure in your heart, that you will see Jesus where you couldn't see clearly, but because you treasured his words, that God would do supernaturally more than you can imagine, that you will say, how can this happen? But furthermore, how can this happen again? Where Mary couldn't see how it could happen, God's truth brought light and revealed that by him, how it could happen. His light making clear truth to you. Acts 17 says this, he has done this. God has done this for every person so that every person would long for God, feel their way to him and find him. For he is the God who is easy to discover. It is through him that we live and function and have our identity. Just as your own poets have said, our lineage comes from him. This Christmas, know that Jesus, our wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, is the perfect gift for all of our lives. So what perfect gift this Christmas? What perfect gift can you and I give back to Jesus on his birthday as we come to celebrate the birth of our Savior? And I believe this morning it comes from his word. The perfect gift is ourselves. When we give back to God what he has first given to us, this morning you need to know that that is the perfect gift that you can give to him. And this comes from his word in Romans chapter 12, the transforming power of the gospel. Beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God, to be his sacred living sacrifices, and to live in holiness, experiencing all that delights his heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you, but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. This will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, a satisfying life, perfect in his eyes. This Christmas and every day forward, you and I are a part of his plan and a part of his story. God is still creating miracles on this earth today, but it's through you. To know the light of His love and to shine His love to all those around. To know the light of His truth and to embrace Jesus so that we will experience life-giving light and to never walk in darkness. I want us to stand this morning. We have an incredible Savior this morning, and His name is Jesus, and that's why every single one of us have come here this morning. We've come to unite as the body of Christ to worship Jesus, our Savior. He is the light of this world. He is the light of His love. He is the light of His truth this morning. And in John 9:5, it says this. I'm going to read out this scripture and then we're going to worship. The greatest gift that you can give to Jesus is this morning is yourselves, is your worship, is your praise, is your adoration this morning. Then we're going to raise our hands this morning and honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. That's the Jesus that we serve this morning. And John 9:5 puts it like this. Whenever I am in the world, I am the light of the world. For all of us here today, the light of Jesus is in you. So wherever you are,